Would you look at the person next to you as Jamie keeps playing and say, you look like you're losing weight. Man, oh man, it's good to be at Midway Assembly of God. Thank you for those of you tuning online. Boy, I tell you, there's something powerful about being in God's presence. Amen? Amen. I tell you, now I want to know, where'd your pastor go? I can't find Pastor Rick. Man, oh man, that man, he lost some weight. How many know that's a good problem to have? Man, oh man, I'm telling you, I might, instead of Pastor Rick, I might start calling him Pastor GQ. And so, man, you look good, Pastor Rick. Pastor Lene as well. Thank y'all for letting me be here. I love your pastors. How many know you're blessed to have the Nyes as your pastors? You are blessed. I love y'all. Thank you for letting me be here. Thank you for letting me be here. I want to tell you today that God's put something in my heart. It's like fire shut up in my bones. This is the fifth time I've been with y'all, and God just keeps growing our ministry. We're now going all over the country, all over the world. We just preached the gospel in another country last month. We were in California. It was amazing. We had a great time down there. I'm telling you, they let us in without a passport. And so God just enlarged our territory. There is a message that God has given me to give to you that I believe is going to bless you today. Before I do that, let me just tell you five ways our ministry can bless you. God just keeps opening up doors. And the one thing we've learned is the more we give, the more we grow. And so a few things we want to give you all for free. Everybody say free. I love free. Number one, if you'd like a message, we've got some messages back there on CD. Those are totally free. We do not sell our messages. We're not putting down evangelists that do, but we've got messages back there. And there's a message back there called Scared to Life. How many of y'all know that if you know Jesus Christ, death is not the end, death is the beginning? Now y'all, let me tell you how this works. The more amens I get, the quicker I preach. Save her, Lord. Touch her, God. So if you're interested, we've got CDs back there. Please, don't leave no CDs here. Also, we have, many of you are on our email devotional list, but if you'd like to receive a free weekly devotional via email, please sign up. You'll start getting that this week. We have some books that we've written. Now, I'm not going to take all your time because I know many of you have these. We have the 30-second devotional. It's a daily time in God's Word. We sell this for $10. We have How to Have Victory in Life. Now, how many of y'all know, real quickly, you can be pitiful or you can be powerful, but you can't be both. And so we have, this is a Holy Ghost book right here. We sell this for $8. If you buy this and a devotional, it's $15. Ma'am, I love you. God bless you. Thank you for being here today. Also, for our veterans, I saw three veterans stand up. How many of y'all know freedom's not free? Freedom is not free. There are 50 countries in this world. I couldn't preach this message I'm fixing to preach. So we have the 30-second devotional for our first responders, law enforcement, military, fire, EMS, and healthcare workers. And so for the three men that stood up, can I tell you what we want to do? We want to give you a free copy today. So when you go to the back there, if you're a former first responder, you tell my wife it's a free gift from us. Sir, thank you for the freedom you gave me. I sure appreciate it. And so the last book we wrote is called How to Live a Life of Blessing. Can I tell you what the Lord put on my heart? You can live a life of blaming or you can live a life of blessing, but you are not going to have both. And so we sell this for $8. If you buy it with a devotional, it's $15 total. Brother, I love you. It's so good to see you here. This is How to Live a Life of Blessing. And then the last thing, if you'd like to partner with us, we have some partners in this church. We ask people to pray about partnering with us for $10 a month. We're able to do a lot of big things. We're able to see a lot of people get saved when there's power of us coming together. So if you're interested in partnering with us, there'll be a partner form. Today, if you have your Bibles, I want you to turn with me to 2 Chronicles. Oh, man. 2 Chronicles. And what we're going to look at today is a message that God has just burned in my heart. 2 Chronicles chapter 20. And can I tell you what God's put on my heart today? Here's what God's put on my heart. God loves you. It's time for a breakthrough. Amen. By myself. I said, God loves you, Midway Assembly. It's time for a breakthrough. Now you might say, well, Brother Barry, what's a breakthrough? Let me tell you what a breakthrough is. A breakthrough is where the doctor says cancer and God says healed. That's a breakthrough. A breakthrough is where the banker says broke and God says more than enough. A breakthrough is where relationship is destroyed and God resurrects. You see, friends, today, can I tell you, we are gathered here today in the name that's above all names, and God wants me to speak to you on this one thought, that God loves you. Woo! It's time for a breakthrough. How many of you know our country needs a breakthrough? Amen. How many know our politics, they need a breakthrough? Amen. And so I want you to look at 2 Chronicles chapter 20. We're going to just read a few verses here. 2 Chronicles chapter 20, beginning at verse number 2. Just going to read 7 verses here. 2 Chronicles chapter 20, beginning verse number 2. It says, "Then some came and told King Jehoshaphat that a great multitude was coming against them." How many of you ever felt like there was a great multitude coming against you? Look what he does. He says, "There's a great multitude coming against you." And it says, "And Hazon Tamar, and Jehoshaphat feared and set himself to seek the Lord. And he proclaimed a fast throughout all Judah. So Judah gathered together to ask help from the Lord." How many know I wish our country would do that? "And they gathered together from all the cities, and they cried out and sought God." Now look at verse number 12. A few more verses here. Then it says, "O our God, will you not judge them? For we have no power against this great multitude that is coming against us, nor do we know what to do, but our eyes are on you." Now look with me at verse number 15. And he said, "Listen, all of you Judah and inhabitants of Jerusalem and King Jehoshaphat, thus says the Lord, do not be afraid." How many know God is trying to say this? "Do not be afraid. Do not be dismayed because of this great multitude, for the battle is not yours, but it's God." Let me give you two more verses. Verse number 17. "So you will not need to fight this battle, Midway Assembly. Position yourselves and stand still and see the salvation of the Lord who is with you. O Judah and Jerusalem, do not fear or be dismayed, but go out against them, for the Lord is with you." And here's the last verse in verse 22. "So now when they began to sing, now when they began to praise, now when they began to worship, God set ambushes against the people of Ammon and Moab and Mount Seir. And they were defeated." Woo! Church, I just want to tell you one message today. You're going to hear me say it a bunch this morning, that God loves you. It's time for a breakthrough. Would you just pray with me today? Father, we just thank you that for the healing, delivering, miracle-working power of God. Lord, I ask you to speak through me today. God, I do not want to share a sermon. I want to share a message from your heart to this church. I pray in Jesus' name for breakthrough in finances today. I pray for breakthrough in families. I pray for breakthrough in marriages. I pray for breakthrough, Lord, in bodies today. We love you, and we just pray all these things in Jesus' name. And all God's people said, amen. 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 Today what I want to do is I just want to give you four truths from God's word on this one thought, that God loves you. It's time for a breakthrough. Let me give you the first truth here today. Everybody say one. Okay, one more time, like everybody here speaks English. Everybody say one. Okay, here's the first truth I want you to get. Look at what the Bible says in verse 12. We don't know what to do. Lord, we don't know what to do, but our eyes are on you. Here's the first truth today. Remember to look to the Lord. That's the first truth. If you want a breakthrough, we got to remember to look to the Lord. How many of y'all know that some people aren't getting breakthroughs today because they're looking to the government? Amen by myself. How many of you know some people aren't getting breakthroughs today because they're looking to the politicians or they're looking to the Fed? Friends, today we got to look to the Lord. I said, we got to look to the Lord. If you want a breakthrough, here's the first truth. You got to remember to look to the Lord. You see, the Bible says, we don't know what to do, but our eyes are on you. You see, the devil wants to bring confusion. How many know that's happening in our country here today? The devil wants to bring confusion. The devil wants to bring division. Can I just tell you, you will never hear me preach online, in person, or in CD where I put another church down. Amen by myself. Can I tell you what the Lord's taught me? Save your bullets for the devil. Save your bullets for the devil. Listen, friends, let's not put down other churches. Let God take care of them. Let's not put down other ministries. Let God take care of them. We are not to put down others. We're to lift Jesus up. I said, we are not to put down other churches. We're to lift Jesus up. And here's what happens. If you want to get a breakthrough, you got to look to the Lord. You see, the devil wants to give confusion, but God wants to give wisdom. Colossians 3:2 says, set your minds on things above, not on things of the earth. How many of you got somebody in your family, they need a checkup from the neck up? Don't elbow that person next to you. Don't elbow that person next to you. You see, friends, today, God wants to give you wisdom. You know what? Our peace is not controlled by the world. Our peace is controlled by God. Our peace is not controlled by the world. You see, friends, today, I'm here to bring some good news. All you got to do is turn on the internet, and that's going to get you in a bad mood. All you got to do is turn on the news, and that's going to get you in a bad news. Friends, today, let's turn into faith. And you see what happens here in verse number 12. It says, Lord, we don't know what to do, but our eyes, they're on you. Our eyes are on you. Now, y'all, I've been an evangelist for 5 years, but I was a pastor for 20 years. And how many of you know sometimes people go to pastors with requests that have things to do other than the Lord? Anybody ever know that? I had people ask me questions about things. So it's a true story. One day, there was a man that came to the office, and I'm not putting anybody down. This man was overweight. He was morbidly obese. Came into the office. Well, Pastor, I need to lose weight. What should I do? He should have came to Brother Rick is what he should have done. But he came in. Pastor, I need to lose weight. What should I do? This morbidly obese man. And here's what the pastor said. The pastor said, here's what I want you to do. I want you to go to Sister Jennifer in the church. She was a drop-dead, gorgeous, beautiful blonde. He goes, I want you to go over. I want you to knock on her door. And I want you to say, Pastor said, if I catch you, I can have you. That obese man got real excited. That next morning, he went up on that door. He knocked on that door. Pastor said, if I catch you, I can have you. That young, beautiful girl ran out the door, and that man chased after her. He couldn't catch her. Every day, day after day, he did this. He did it for a week. He did it for a month. After 4 months, he'd lost as much weight as Pastor Rick. This guy was skinny. He was in shape. And he knew that morning, the next time he knocked on the door, he knew when he said, Pastor said, if I catch you, I can have you. He knew he was going to catch her that morning. As he was getting his shoes on, he was so excited. As he was about to leave, all of a sudden there was a knock on his door. And there was an overweight woman, and she knocked on the door and said, Pastor said, if I catch you, I can have you. What I want to tell you today is that God wants to give you supernatural wisdom. Amen. But I want to tell you, he's giving, but are you receiving? Don't shout me down, I'm preaching good. Coronavirus has not stopped God from speaking. Listen to verse number 12 one more time. Lord, we don't know what to do, but verse number 12 says, but our eyes are on you. See, friends, God loves you. It's time for a breakthrough. As much as God loves you, as much as Pastor Rick loves you, Pastor Rick can't put your eyes on the Lord. Only you can put your eyes on the Lord. Let me give you number two. Everybody say two. Here's the second thing I want you to get, second truth I want you to get. Look at what the Bible says in verse 15. Oh, I love verse 15. It says, for the battle is not yours, but it's the government's. For the battle is not yours, but it's the assembly of God's. No, for the battle is not yours, it's what? It's God's. Let me give you number two. To receive a breakthrough, you got to remember whose battle it is. To receive a breakthrough, to receive miracles, to receive supernatural power, you got to remember whose battle it is. Let me kind of break this down here today. The devil wants to exhaust you. The devil wants to wear you out. The devil wants you just tired. Here's what God's word says in Isaiah 40:31, that they that wait on the Lord, that they that wait on the Lord, that they that wait on the Lord, they're going to renew their strength. They're going to mount up with wings as eagles. They're going to run and not grow weary. They're going to walk and not faint. How many of y'all know that's easier said than done, though? I think one of the hardest things to do is wait on God. Can I get an amen? Can I tell you, can I keep it real here today, Pastor Lene? Can I tell you, when I was a youth pastor many years ago, many hair follicles ago, I used to have a mullet. Oh, yeah, I could rock that mullet, business up front, party in the back. You know what I'm saying? And so what happened is, many years ago, my wife and I were pastoring a very large youth ministry, and we had this amazing youth worship team. We had drummers and guitar players and singers. They were all teenagers, and we had hundreds of kids coming out to our youth ministry. But one day, I had this 15-year-old drummer, and he was like Brother Jamie, but on the drums. But he was going out at 15 years old and getting drunk every weekend. How many of you know our kids don't need more friends, they need more parents? Can I get an amen? I pulled him in my office, and Ephesians 4:15 says, "Speak the truth in love." I pulled him in my office. I'm not going to give you his name, but I said, "Son, I love you. I love you like a dad. But look here, you can't go get drunk on the weekend and then come up lead everybody in worship. So here's what we're going to do. I'm going to take you off the worship team. We're going to take a season. You and me are going to have Bible study. We're going to pray together. And once we get this past this, I'm going to get you back up on the worship team." I thought that was a good answer. That's called restoration. So I thought it was a great answer, but I didn't realize that his grandma had spent thousands of dollars on his drum set. His grandma had spent thousands of dollars on drum lessons. And what happened is, the next day, she came in my office. And she came in my office, Pastor Rick. She called me everything but a preacher. She told me I was wrong. She told me I was a hypocrite. She told me I was a Pharisee. And I mean, she just got on me. Now, I wanted to stand up and set the record straight. I wanted to stand up and tell this old woman how the cow ate the cabbage. But how many of you guys know we're supposed to obey our seniors? Amen? We're supposed to obey the people God's put us over us. So what happened is, the Lord said, "Barry, obey your elders. Honor your elders." So while she was talking for 30 full minutes, she just got on me. And when she was done, I did something that got her so mad. I listened to her, and I just stood up. I said, "Sister so-and-so, I just want you to know that I love you. Thank you for coming to my office today." And I came up, and I gave her a big old hug, and she just stomped out of my office. Well, the next day, I thought, praise God, the demon went back to hell. I thought we were through it. And then the next day, she came back into my office. Pastor Rick, if I've ever lied in God's house, I lied that morning. She came in my office, and if I've ever lied, I told a lie right there. She came in my office. I said, "It is so good to see you." That was a bald-faced lie. It was not good to see her. I got up. I said, "Demon, you go back to the pit." No, I didn't say that. Do I look that crazy to you? She got in my office and she said, "Pastor Barry, I got something I want to give you." She put two envelopes on my desk and she just stomped right on back out of my office. I opened up the first envelope. It's my birthday that month. It's a $50 check for my birthday. I opened up the next envelope. It was a $1,000 donation to my youth ministry. And she said, "Pastor Barry, thank you for having the guts to do what's right, even when people come against you." Can I tell you what the Lord did? The Lord taught me a powerful lesson 20 years ago as a young preacher. The battle's not mine, it's God's. I could have got an argument with my elder. I could have debated her. And you know what? When you fight fire with fire, everybody gets burnt. I said, when you fight fire with fire, everybody gets burned. But you know what I did? She mistreated me, and I gave her the love of the Lord. She falsely accused me. I gave her the love of the Lord. Exodus 14:14 says, the Lord will fight for you. You need only to be still. And I want to tell you something today, friends. You don't get a breakthrough by you doing the fighting. You get a breakthrough when God does the fighting. I said, you don't get a breakthrough when you're doing the fighting. You get a breakthrough when God does the fighting. And can I tell you, you can give into your flesh or you can give into your faith. When people come against you, you can give into your faith or you can give into your flesh. You give into your flesh, you're going to get defeated, you're going to get hurt, and everybody else around you is going to get hurt. You give into your faith, and Zechariah 4:6 is going to happen. It's not by might nor by power, but it's by my spirit, says the Lord of hosts. Look at verse 15. It says, for the battle is not yours, it's God's. See, I want you to know something. God's already done the fighting, and Jesus Christ won. If you're saved today, can I tell you, you're not saved because you're good. You're saved because God's good. And I want to say one more thing. Have you ever heard somebody rebuke the devil? I'm not against that, but if you're born again, you're rebuking a defeated foe. You're already rebuking somebody already been defeated. Ephesians 1:19 and 20 says, the power that raised Jesus from the dead is power at work within us. Ephesians 3:20 says, now to him who's able to do immeasurably more than all that we could dream or imagine. Can I mention one more thing before I go to the third point? I am from the home of the Super Bowl champion, Kansas City Chiefs. Now I need to get all the mileage out of that I can get because I might not be able to say it for another 50 years. Can you imagine if I started bad-mouthing the San Francisco 49ers? Could you imagine if I started putting down the San Francisco 49ers? I don't need to put them down. We've already won. We're already the champions. And if you know Jesus is your Lord, you don't got to rebuke the devil. He's already been defeated. Amen by myself. Let me give you the third truth here today. Can I tell you today, Midway Assembly of God, that God loves you? It's time for a breakthrough. God loves you. It's time for a breakthrough. God loves you. It's time for a breakthrough. You know what God's told me? You can have an abundant life. You can have an eternal life. But there's a lot of believers that don't have both. How many know somebody's got eternal life, but they don't have abundant life? Can I tell you, Jesus Christ died to give you eternal life in heaven and abundant life on earth. John 10:10, that you may have life and have it what? Okay, let me give you the third truth here today. Let me give you the third truth. Look at what the Bible says in verse 17. Verse 17 says, stand firm and see the deliverance the Lord will give you. Midway Assembly, stand firm and see the deliverance the Lord will give you. Here's the third truth. To receive a breakthrough, you got to remember to stand. I'm telling you right now, I believe this as somebody that's in a different church every weekend. I'll be in a church in Florida next weekend. I'll be in a church in Tennessee the weekend after that. Can I tell you, we don't need more churches in America. We just need the churches that we have to stand on the promises of God and to be bold for the Lord in Jesus' name. Could I encourage you, remember to stand. You know, we got churches that are backing away with what the Bible says about marriage. Listen to me. We need to love sinners because, first of all, we are all sinners. Okay, I didn't get enough amens. Now let me see everybody's finger. Let me see everybody's finger. Put your finger on your nose. Whoever knows you're touching is the only person's business you should worry about. Can I get an amen? How many know we get in trouble, we worry about somebody else's marriage. We need to take care of our own marriage. We get in trouble, we worry about somebody else's kids. We need to do what? Take care of our own kids. Friends, we are all sinners saved by grace. But we can't move off the Bible when it talks about the truth about marriage. I'm going to tell you right now, there is only one way to heaven, and his name is Jesus Christ. Acts 4:12. There's no name under heaven by which men must be saved, but the name of Jesus. Could I encourage you today, would you just stand? Ephesians 6:10, finally be strong and stand in the Lord. Here's what the Bible says in this verse, verse 17, stand firm and see the deliverance of the Lord. Can I tell you, the devil wants to defeat you. You know, John 10:10, I quoted the last half earlier. Let me quote the front half. The devil's coming to what? Steal. How many of you have seen that in our country? The devil's coming to steal, kill, and destroy. But Jesus comes to give life and to give it more abundantly. So let me break this down. God never planned for you to quit. He who began a good work in you will be faithful to complete it. He who began a good work in you will be faithful to complete it. What I've learned is what you believe, you become. Ooh. Ooh. Good preaching, Brother Barry. I know it is. What you believe, you're going to become. If you believe you're defeated, what are you going to be? If you believe you're going to lose, what's going to happen? See, what you believe is what you become. Can I tell you what God's word says about you? Romans 8:37. Knowing all these things, we are more than conquerors. You are more than a conqueror. God loves you. It's time for a breakthrough. We're not led by our feelings. We're led by our faith. Look at verse 17 one more time. It says, stand firm and see the deliverance of the Lord. You see, friends, today, faith sees past the promise. Faith sees past the problem to the promise. Friends, today I'm just excited that God wants you and me to have his power. I want to say one more thing real quick. A private faith is a powerless faith. We don't need no more private Christians. Listen to me, y'all. I hate that we're going through the coronavirus, and it's real, and people are dying. We've lost more innocent babies to abortion this year than we have the coronavirus. We don't need a private faith. A private faith is a powerless faith. Can I give you a Bible scripture on that? Romans 1:16, for I'm not ashamed of the gospel, for it's the power of God unto salvation. Friends, Jesus did not save you to keep the news private. Jesus saved you to make the news public. Oh, I'm preaching better than you're amening today. Jesus did not save us or deliver us. There's things I'm embarrassed of. There's things I'm done I'm ashamed of. But I'm free. I'm forgiven. And you are. Jesus did not die for us to have a private faith. He died for us to have a powerful public faith. Let me give you the last one, number four. I want you to get this, number four, as Brother Jamie comes to play real softly. I want you to get this. Look at what the Bible says in verse number 22. Verse number 22, look at it with me. It says, as they began to sing and praise the Lord, they were given victory. As they began to sing and praise the Lord set ambushes against them. Can I just encourage you today? Expect more, get more. Woo! I said, expect more, get more. I said, expect more, get more. Can I just encourage you? Would you expect more for your finances? Can I tell you why you should? Because Romans 8:31 says, if God's for us, who can be against us? Midway Assembly. Let's talk about your kids. Expect more, get more. Let's talk about your marriage. Expect more, get more. Let's talk about your ministry. Expect more. That's God's word. That's God's word. You know what Proverbs 16:3 says? It says, commit to the Lord whatever you do, and your plans will succeed. Woo! See, I've learned this. If you want the power of Jesus, you got to have the attitude of Jesus. How many of y'all know somebody just have attitude? Don't elbow the person next to you. If you want the power of Jesus, you got to have the attitude of Jesus. And I want you to see what happens. King Jehoshaphat was surrounded by an enemy. King Jehoshaphat had a mighty army that wanted to kill him. Here's the first thing he did. Number one, remember to look to the Lord. Number two, remember whose battle it is. Number three, remember to stand. And here's the fourth one. Remember to praise. Look at verse 22. Look at verse 22 one more time. It says, as they began to sing and praise the Lord, he gave them victory. Can I keep it real? I love y'all. This is the highlight of my year coming down to be with y'all. I want y'all to get this. You can't complain your way to a breakthrough. You can't complain your way to a breakthrough, but you can praise your way to a breakthrough. You know, the more you complain, the weaker you become. The more Barry Young complains, how many of y'all know it's easy to complain? The more we complain, the weaker we become. But the more thankful we are, stronger we become. Woo! I just want to encourage you tomorrow morning, I want you to jump out of bed. This is the day the Lord has made. I'm going to rejoice and be glad in it. I just want you to jump out of bed this tomorrow morning. Isaiah 54:17, no weapon formed against me can prosper. See what happens here. What happens here is there's a battle for your life. Number one, there's a battle for your soul. You know why a soul is so valuable? Jesus and the devil both want it. You know what makes a soul so valuable? Jesus and the devil both want it. Now, you can be saved and going to heaven and have eternal life, but just because you have eternal life in heaven doesn't mean you have abundant life on earth. Can I tell you why God's brought me from Kansas City, Missouri to Subiaco, Arkansas to tell you this? Just like you are, God loves you. It's time for a breakthrough. God loves you. It's time for a breakthrough. I want you to see here today that God wants to know you. And here's what some people say. Well, Barry, I want to work for God. I want to work for God. God's not wanting you to work for him. He's wanting to work with you. Let me say that one more time. God's not wanting you to work for him. He's wanting you to work with him. God wants to partner with us today. As we close here today, Do you have anybody, has there been on a cruise in this room here? Now we might, I got a feeling the cruise industry is not going to do very well here. But I love cruises. You might not be able to tell, this body was built for the beach. I'm a solar-powered beach machine. I love the beach. So what happens is, there's this man, and he's got a little private boat, and he goes out into the ocean. And when he goes out into the ocean, this is a true story, he goes out into the ocean, and a massive nor'easter hits. A nor'easter is a real high-powered thunderstorm on steroids, and he gets blown off into a secluded private island all by himself. No food, no water, no electricity. The boat is shipwrecked. And that night, he's so mad at God that God would let his boat get destroyed. He just cries himself to sleep. The next day, he starts to build his own shelter. He takes portions of the boat and palm trees, and he builds a little shelter. True story. The next night, another storm came through, and lightning hit that shelter and set it on fire and destroyed it. So here he is on a deserted island, no food, no water, no electricity, and the little shelter he built's been destroyed. That night, he was on his knees. He was crying out to God. He was so mad at God. The next morning, he wakes up, and he sees a large ship coming towards his island. And he sees the large ship, and he starts waving and yelling. And then he sees a little boat come off of the large ship, heading right to his island. It's the captain of the ship and one of the sailors. They get on the island, they save him. And the man looks at the captain and said, "How did you know I was here? How did you know I was here?" Here's what the captain said. "I saw the signal fire you lit last night." Now you might say, "Pastor Barry, why are you telling me that story?" Because oftentimes what we think is to harm us, God is using to help us. I said oftentimes what we think is harming us, God is using it to help us. Listen, I love being down here. I love being here, and I just want you to know something. I love you. My wife loves you. Ministry team loves you. And we want you to hear this one message today. God loves you. And if you need a breakthrough, it's time for a breakthrough. It's time for a breakthrough. Would you bow your heads with me? Lord, we just want to say thank you for your grace and your mercy. Father, thank you. In just a moment, we're going to talk about breakthroughs. If you're online, we want you to have an altar call at your home, at your office, in your basement, in your bedroom, wherever you're at. We want to make sure that those that are here with us in church today can spend time alone with God. So in just a moment, we're going to cut this feed off. But if you're listening to me online, we want you to know something today, that Jesus Christ loves you. And the greatest breakthrough you can ever have, the greatest breakthrough you can ever have is not healing from cancer, but God heals from cancer. The greatest healing you can have, the greatest breakthrough is not come out of a wheelchair, although God still does that today. The greatest miracle you can see is a man or woman coming and turning their life over to Jesus. And if you're listening to me, I want to tell you someday that Jesus Christ loves you, and he wants you to put his faith, your faith in him. We love you. God bless you. Please join us next Sunday here at Midway Assembly. For those of you that are in the house here today with every head bowed and every eye closed, you're just here today and you just say, "Pastor Barry, I'm saved. Pastor Barry, I'm right with God. Pastor Barry, I know that if I died today, I'd go straight to heaven." But you're here today and you just say, "I need a breakthrough in my life." Maybe it's a breakthrough financially. Maybe it's a breakthrough physically. Maybe it's a breakthrough emotionally or mentally. But if you're here today and you're saved, you're right with God, if you die, you'd go straight to heaven. But you just say, "Pastor Barry, would you pray with me? I need a breakthrough." If that's you, would you just raise your hand to the Lord? "I just need a breakthrough. Thank you. Thank you." Who else? "I just need a breakthrough." "Yes, sir." "Yes, ma'am." "Yes, sir." Who else here? "I just need a breakthrough. I just need a breakthrough today." God loves you. It's time for a breakthrough. Number two, you're here today in the sound of my voice, and you're not right with God. You're here, and you know, I went to Tiffany Fellowship Assembly of God for 5 years before I got saved. You're here today, and you're not right with God. With every head bowed and every eye closed, you say, Pastor Barry, I want to be right with God. Can I tell you today, if you know Jesus Christ, death is not the end, death is the beginning. If you'd like to be right with God, you don't got to join this church, you don't got to give an offering, but you do have to receive Jesus. If that's you right now, Pastor Barry, I'm not right with God, would you just raise your hand right now? I just want to pray with you. I'm going to wait one more moment. Anybody here today? You can fool me, you can fool Pastor Rick, but you sure can't fool the Lord. Proverbs 15:3 says, the eyes of the Lord are everywhere. God is not here to take something from you. God is here to give something to you. I'm going to wait one more moment. Pastor Barry, I'm not right with God. Father, I just want to say thank you for the family of God that's here today. Father, I pray in Jesus' name over every person, the sound of my voice. Lord, I pray over me. There's areas of my life I need a breakthrough. Father, I pray for a release of your miracle-working power in Jesus' name. Now, we're going to do things different than we normally would. We're not going to invite anybody forward. But could I ask you right now, would you just stand with us? Would you raise a hand? Would you raise your heart to the Lord? And would you just sing this? And not to me, not as a song, but could we just worship the Lord? Hallelujah. The splendor of a king, oh, clothed
in majesty, let all the earth rejoice. All the earth rejoice. He wraps himself in light. The darkness tries to hide and trembles at his voice, and trembles at his voice.
Oh, how great is our God. Oh,
sing with me. How great is our God. And all will sing how great is our God.
And age to age
he stands, and time is in his hands. Beginning and the end, beginning and the end. The Godhead three in one. Father, Spirit, Son. The Lion and the Lamb, the Lion and the Lamb.
Oh, how great is our God. Oh, sing with me,
how great is our God.
And all will sing
how great is our God.
You're the name above all names.
You're the name above all names. You are worthy of all praise.
And my heart will sing
how great is our God.
Lord, you're the name above all names.
You are worthy of all praise. And my heart will sing how great is our God.
And so, Lord, right now, I pray over every person that sent in my voice. God, I pray over every family at Midway Assembly. I pray over every son and daughter at Midway Assembly. God, I speak breakthrough in Jesus' name. I pray your blessing over every house that's here in Jesus' name. I pray debt cancellation in Jesus' name. Father, I pray healing in bodies in Jesus' name. I pray healing in minds in Jesus' name. I pray for sons and daughters and grandchildren that have walked away, that in Jesus' name, Father, Lord, they would return to you and they would see you and serve you. God, I pray your blessing over every man and over every woman in this house. Lord, I pray your blessing over big things, over small things. God, I thank you that if it bothers us, it bothers you. Lord, I pray for total miracle breakthrough over every person here today in the sound of my voice. In Jesus' name. Can we just thank God for the breakthrough in advance? Would you just sing that to him one more time? Oh, how
great is our God. Sing with me, how great is our God. And all will sing, how great, how great is our God.
One more time. How great is our God? How great?
How great is our God? Sing with me. How great is our God? And all will sing. How great? How great is our God?
Hallelujah. Keep your hand lifted. Would you just worship him one more time all across this place this morning? Lord, we just want to worship you. We want to glorify you, Lord, in this place this morning, Lord. Lord, we thank you for breakthrough. Lord, we thank you, Lord, for those times like today that we have where we just come into your presence, Lord, and it's not about us, but, Lord, it's about you, Lord, and what you're doing in our lives. And, Lord, just giving it to you and surrendering it to you, Lord, saying, God, it's only through you. And God, having that breakthrough, Lord, it's such an amazing and freeing thing. And Lord, I thank you today that, Lord, that we can claim that breakthrough in our life, Lord, because of what you have done. Lord, I thank you that you reminded us this morning, Lord. God, that breakthrough is possible. Lord, I know the enemy wants us to think and believe that, Lord, that we're just stuck. And it's just there, and there's nothing that can work or nothing that can happen that's going to get us out of it. But, Lord, we know that there's a breakthrough in the name of Jesus, that, Lord, we have the victory because of what you've done in our life, Lord. And so we just praise you. God, I thank you this morning, Lord, for the breakthrough for your people this morning, Lord. God, I thank you, Lord, for the freedom this morning, Lord. And we glorify you, Lord, for you are great. You are great. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God. Hallelujah. How many of you are thankful you have a breakthrough in Jesus? Amen. Praise God. I want you to know it. You have it in Jesus' name. Praise the Lord. You can be seated for just a moment here this morning. We are going to, as I mentioned a little bit earlier, give you an opportunity to give in an offering for our guest this morning. And if you're writing out a check, you want to continue to make that out to Midway Assembly of God. But do this for us once again in the memo section there. If you want to write, you can either write guest or you can write young, you know, Y-O-U-N-G. That way we know that this is separate from the tithes that we received this morning. Of course, once again, everything that's in this offering right now is going straight into this ministry that they're able to do, as you heard. They've got some great things planned. Let me just say this. A lot of times we forget that during times when we don't have church like we normally do, there's another group of ministers who it really disrupts as well, probably just as much, and it's evangelists and those who, you know, travel around during this time. And I haven't asked him this, but I just know that this is more than likely what happened. At one point, their calendar was full, and then all of a sudden, there was a big hole.
You know what, you understand what I'm saying? So if God lays it upon your heart this morning to give just a little extra, I know He'll bless you for it. And like I said, they have not told me to say that at all. I just feel that, so I want to just say that to y'all this morning. If y'all want to do a little extra, just keep that in mind as well. Y'all have been faithful to this church during this time, and we just want to say thank you once again for that. We just know that what's given today is going to be a blessing in the days ahead for this ministry and this team. Let's pray. Father, Lord, I just want to thank you again, Lord, for the word of God, Lord, that reminds us that there's a breakthrough. And Lord, we just want to take a moment now, Lord, just to give back to you, Lord, and God, and just so that this ministry and this team, Lord, it can continue to do what you're calling and leading them to do, Lord. And so, Father, I just pray over this offering that we're about to receive. I pray you'll multiply it in the ministry, and I pray you'll multiply it in their life, Lord, the giver's life as well. And for that, God, we're going to give you all the glory, Lord. It's in your mighty name we pray. Amen and amen. Praise God. Go ahead, guys. Now, as they're doing that, let me just want to say real quickly, remind you, don't forget to stop by and see some of the things that they have. We of course, you guys that stood a little bit earlier, don't forget you want to get that book there that he's given to you this morning. And we are, this is going to be a surprise to some of y'all. Later on this year, one of the things we're doing is we're going to have at least one Sunday, it's possibly multiple Sundays, honoring local firemen and people in the area who serve and first responders. And we're purchasing these books to give each one of our local firemen and first responders their own copy. From here at church, we want them to know we appreciate them. You guys are hearing that for the first time, so don't tell anybody. It's going to be a surprise, all right? But we want people in the area to know, and so we're thankful that there's that tool there. Praise God. All right, would you stand with me this morning? Praise the Lord. Hey, thank y'all once again for being joining us this morning. And we just appreciate you for being with Barry and Kelly this morning as well. Praise God. Let's pray. Father, Lord, I thank you again for your word. Lord, I just pray that one more time, that, Lord, that it'll just be a part of our hearts and our lives. Lord, let it just sink in all day long, all week long. Lord, and even beyond that, Lord, that we will live and experience breakthrough in our lives. Lord, I pray for your folks and your people, Lord, that you would just continue to pour out into them, that, God, that they would just continue to be a blessing into the lives of others, God. And, Lord, we're going to give you thanks and praise, Lord. It's in your mighty name we pray. Amen and amen. Praise God. God bless you. Have an incredible Memorial Day tomorrow and the rest of the day. We'll see you back here real soon. God bless.